The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Doctor.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sports Medicine Weekly. I'm Steve Cashel. In a few minutes, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Brian Cole, head team physician for the Chicago Bulls and sports medicine specialist orthopedic surgeon for Midwest Orthopedics at Rush and Rush University Medical Center. Today on the show, we're going to tell you about a brand new workout facility called Barry's Boot Camp here in Chicago. They've been around a long time and slowly building these facilities all over the country. Started in L.A. Joey Gonzalez, a Chicago guy himself, is a CEO. We'll talk about why Barry's is more than just a workout. It's an experimental brand, and they'll explain the workout lifestyle and community that create the experience and why it is known as the best workout in the world. And then Karen Malkin will join us. Karen is our psychology of eating coach and counselor. There's a brand new restaurant in town on Erie and State called True Food Kitchen. And it's terrific, terrific eating. Karen highly recommends it. She'll tell us all about it. And then we're going to be visited by a bariatric surgeon. His name is Dr. Alfonso Torquati from Rush University Medical Center. We'll talk about the latest surgical and non-surgical approaches, support programs, and research for the treatment of obesity, and how important is discussing BMI, body mass index, and how it plays a role in surgery and non-surgical approaches. Stay with us. Our website is sportsmedicineweekly.com. Back to get it going right after this on ESPN Radio.
Feeling tired, sluggish, and overweight? If you're looking to lose weight and gain energy, join us in Karen Malkin's 14-day transformation cleanse. You're going to absolutely love this Whole Foods cleanse. You'll feel great, lose weight, build lean muscle, improve sleep, boost metabolism, and enhance athletic performance. This VIP done-for-you cleanse comes with a 14-day transformation wellness bag containing MCT lean vegan protein blend, fat-burning MCT lean MCT oil, snacks, superfoods, recipes, guidelines, videos, and other surprises. You will absolutely love this program. Sign up at 14daytransformation.com. That's the numbers 14daytransformation.com, or visit Karen's website at karenmalkin.com. That's karenmalkin.com.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Back here on Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning, net proceeds from our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. And Doc, you work out a lot. I enjoy it myself. Most of mine, though, are alone. You do it alone, but you enjoy a class when you can, right?
Have you ever done a class?
Not in a while.
Yeah.
Not in a while.
Was the last one like aerobics in like 1978?
You know what? It was a Pilates class.
Your dolphin shorts with your Jerry Springer dolphin shorts.
Thank you. Yep. I want to say 5-6 years ago, Pilates or a yoga, like a hot yoga, when I, you know, just to experiment, and that didn't last long, but it was good for the experience.
I love a good class. The challenge is it adds a little bit of extra time, but I think if it's the right environment and the right variability for me, it's way better than doing it on my own.
Well, we got a new class is now in session for Barry's Boot Camp. It's now open in Chicago, 11 West Erie Street, and this is an interesting concept. They've been around since 1998, and Barry's Boot Camp's been delivering the best workout in the world to a legendary following. They've got the A-list celebs, models, even Olympic athletes. And let's bring on the CEO right here, Joey Gonzalez. Is the CEO of Barry's Boot Camp and a top celebrity trainer. And thanks, Joey, for joining us. So tell us more, Barry's Boot Camp, and, you know, the whole big question is we always ask everybody, what separates you guys?
Yeah, thanks for having me. So Barry's Boot Camp was founded in 1998 by a man named Barry, and he was a personal trainer and also taught spinning and sculpting and a lot of different classes. And what he essentially wanted to do was eliminate the need to go to the gym, because what he saw was people spending so much time bouncing from one class to another and then, spending money on personal training. And so what he created was a 60-minute class where you can burn around 1,000 calories, and you just alternate between interval cardiovascular, which takes place on the treadmill, and circuit strength training, which takes place on the floor. And so you go back and forth, and you spend about 25 to 30 minutes between each of those two. And the thing that really separates Barry's from the boutique fitness pack is that we really prioritize cardio and strength in the same way. And you're not really doing one more than the other. The class is extremely fun, and there's a whole specialized lighting system that goes along with it. There's kind of amazing sound system. We call our trainers inter-trainers because they're really funny, and it's a whole experience, really.
So how long is a class?
60 minutes.
And what's the aerobic? Is it a
tread or interval cardio on the treadmill? So you'll like jog for a minute, you know, run for 30 seconds, sprint for 30 seconds, and then go into like something like a hill run.
Got it. And
with a lot of recoveries.
And this is your first center in Chicago?
It is. Yeah. Great. I'm actually born and raised in Chicago, so it's been a long time coming for me. But we just opened up in River North, and we're opening another in about 4 months in Lincoln Park.
Terrific. Yeah, it's all about having them all. I mean, these things generally tend, with a couple of good experiences and, you know, the right situation, they tend to take off very quickly. So when did you guys open?
We opened about a week and a half ago, so it was just before Thanksgiving.
What about different skill levels? You're doing these treadmill routines and then strength training, but, you know, some people have been experienced, you know, weightlifters or people doing used to training, and then maybe you have some beginners. So is there something for everybody here?
Yeah, it's a great question. We get it a lot from first-timers, and when we enter new markets, everybody is basically a first-timer. And so we're really careful about giving people options, modifications, both on the treadmill and on the floor. When we do our treadmill routines, we'll always give a beginner, intermediate, and advanced speed. And on the floor, we give a range of what sort of weights people should be grabbing and what kind of equipment they should be grabbing. And then when we're doing the exercises, we also give modifications for things like bad lower back or other things that might keep people from being able to do it.
What are you seeing as the myths or some of the misconceptions, or you see people doing things wrong that are working out? Go through some of those things if you can, Joey.
Things that, in terms of like form and stuff, that they do in
yeah, a various
I mean,
format? You know, I kind of do the same workout, you know, 3 times a week or 4 times a week, and I probably know it's wrong. It's just a comfort zone you get into, you know. But you know, what separates what you guys do compared to what you're seeing in the gym from, as you said, people are wasting a lot of time, right?
Yeah, so I think the most important thing, and I'm sure you've heard this a million times, is always to shock your body. When your body sort of learns what's coming next, it doesn't change. And most people are working out to cause change. And of course, there are people that are working out to maintain, but I think they're in the minority. And what Barry's does is that every single class you take, even if it's, you know, a 9 a.m. and a 10 a.m. on the same day, are completely different from one another. So we do not work off the WOD format. It's not a workout of the day where every class is the same. It's totally original content every time you step into that studio. And the you can take a Barry's class where you're running for 25 to 30 minutes, and then you're lifting for 25 to 30 minutes. And literally the next hour, you would take a class in the same studio, and it's a 5-minute run, 5 minutes of weights, alternating back and forth, you know, 5 or 6 times.
Do you so put your trainers?
The class changes.
We're visiting with Joey Gonzalez, Barry's Bootcamp. Just come on, a couple more questions, Joey. Tell us about the Stretch Lab.
So this is, we always try to, you know, being around 20 years, we always try to innovate and do new things and see if they work. And, you know, what we are wanting to invest in as we grow is people's health. And so this experimentation we're doing in Chicago is called the Stretch Lounge, and it's really a place for people to maintain their body, to roll out, to stretch out. We'll probably have courses there as well, maybe 20-minute stretch sessions, and we're really excited to launch that here in Chicago.
Well, Joey, we're out of time. I appreciate you joining us. Joey Gonzalez, the CEO of Barry's Bootcamp, now open in Chicago, 11 West Erie Street. You got a website?
Yep, barrysbootcamp.com.
Hey, Joey, thanks so much, and welcome back to Chicago, and look forward talking with you again down the line.
Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly after these messages.
On ESPN Radio.
Midwest Orthopedics at Rush is nationally recognized as a leader in comprehensive orthopedic services. As team physicians for the Chicago Bulls, Chicago White Sox, and Chicago Fire Soccer Club, their physicians understand the importance of quality care for high-performance athletes and weekend warriors. Regardless of the level of the athlete, recreational, high school, college, or even professionals, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush strives to provide the highest quality, state-of-the-art healthcare services. To better serve their patients, they provide expert care across five Chicagoland locations with a new location in Munster, Indiana. Their cutting-edge research, diagnosis, methods, and treatments make them the highest-ranked program in the state of Illinois by U.S. News and World Report rankings. For more information or to schedule an appointment, visit them at rushortho.com or call 877-MD-BONES. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, when only the best will do.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
And welcome back to Sports Medicine Weekly on this Saturday morning. Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole, and our certified health, nutrition, and eating psychology counselor is with us, Karen Malkin. She adds so much to our show, and she's going to add more this morning, talking about a new restaurant, Karen, in town you want to make the listeners aware of?
So there's a new restaurant that just opened up in the city. It's called True Food Kitchen, and this is the 16th of their chain of restaurants, and it follows the anti-inflammatory diet protocol, and it's founded by Dr. Andrew Weil, who was my mentor and guru, and he partnered with Sam Fox, who runs Fox Restaurant Concepts. And Sam Fox has 25 restaurants in Arizona and in the Midwest, and the two of them are just rock stars.
What's unique about True Food Kitchen?
So the menu, the staff, and their whole philosophy. So the menu is healthy food that tastes delicious. And even people who I've spoken with over the last week, it just opened about 10 days ago. And everybody who's gone there, whether they're foodies or health food nuts or, you know, junk food eaters, they all loved their meal. So it's the taste is delicious. And their philosophy for clean food, it's they change the menu seasonally. They bring in as much organic as possible and local ingredients. And the staff is so positive and really knowledgeable about their menu. And it's such a pleasure. It's such a great, it's an experience. It really is.
And this
I
is
highly
a...
recommend it. And they have great cocktails.
Okay. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dine in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
You can also carry out.
Okay.
And they could probably cater also if you give them a little bit of notice. They can do some catering.
Give me an example then of one of the meals. Let's pick breakfast. What is the True Food Kitchen? You know, well, what should people eat or look for?
So you know they have eggs, but if it's brunch, lunch, and dinners is it's really more like from the 11 o'clock on. You know, beyond. But they have juices and teas, right? So they've got this apple, carrot, ginger tonic. They've got a kale aid, which is fantastic. It's kale, ginger, apple, celery, and cucumber.
Wow.
And in the evening, you can add that with a little organic tequila or vodka. Their vegetables, their charred cauliflower is the best I've ever had, ever. And it's with tahini, medjool dates, dill, a little bit of mint and pistachio. It is hands down, I think, one of the best vegetable dishes I've ever had. Their roasted Brussels sprouts are, you know, I have four sons, and it's a favorite among my family. My kids have already eaten there three times. Their shiitake lettuce cups are delicious. You can get it. They typically make it with tofu and jicama and cashews and Thai basil. And they've got, like, tataki, wild-caught albacore tataki that's served with jalapeno and avocados and ponzu sauce. They've got edamame dumplings. I mean, I think I've had everything on the menu. Their vegetables, their starters, they've got great pizzas, Brussels sprouts, and wild mushrooms. Like, what are some of your favorite dishes when you go out to dinner?
You don't want to ask. Dr. Cole.
No,
like that? I'm just listening
you,
to this.
Steve,
no,
I think
it sounds awesome.
No, I know. I'm not an exotic eater. You know that.
Karen,
guy.
Can I use your name to get in? Because it sounds like we're going to have trouble getting in. Is that true? Especially after this media
blitz. You can tell
them
I sent you.
Okay.
Karen, you know me. I'm not a seafood eater, but I you know what? I love chicken and, you know, potatoes and vegetables. I'm more of that kind of eater, you know, occasional steak and that. But you say
okay,
pizza,
so how about
but,
some
you know.
How about some grass-fed steak tacos? Would you eat that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sounds
pan roasted chicken?
Absolutely.
All right. Turkey burger?
Yep. Oh, love turkey burgers. As long as they're not, yep. As long as turkey burgers aren't frozen. And you know, I hate the frozen patty. So give me, make sure it's fresh. And I'm sure this place cooks all fresh.
Karen, I have a trivia question for you. You ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
How come people don't eat more turkey eggs? People eat chicken eggs, duck eggs, but how come
really
people don't eat more turkey eggs? The next time you're on the show, I want you to have an answer.
Okay. I think, you know, I really think we're becoming a consumer-driven movement with health and food quality. And I think that if we, the consumers, request it and demand it with our vendors and our restaurants and our grocery stores, I think we're going to have turkey eggs.
Turkey eggs are bigger, have more protein, more calories, a little more cholesterol, but they only lay like 1 to 2 eggs per week, whereas regular chickens lay 1 to 2 eggs per day. So now
bigger
they're
eggs too, so, right?
So
much bigger.
So they cost like $3-4 a piece, but they're a great source of nutrition. In case you were wondering, at this Thanksgiving time of year.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't want to have to make you come back with that one.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
But again, we're talking about True Food Kitchen with our eating counselor and psychology health coach, Karen Malkin. So, Karen, this is something at Arion State True Food Kitchen that you highly recommend.
I do, and they have, you know, food for you, Steve. They've got food for you, Dr. Cole. You know, they've got vegan options, vegetarian, gluten-free options.
I may go Sunday night. I'll take my son for his birthday there. It sounds like a great option.
I love it.
Awesome, Karen. Appreciate your help here on Sports Medicine Weekly, as usual. I can't wait to try it myself.
I can't wait to hear the feedback.
Yeah. Okay, Karen Malkin talking about True Food Kitchen. We have to take a break. Back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly after this.
On ESPN Radio.
Returning patients who suffer from cartilage defects to an active lifestyle is the goal. Prochondrix, the latest solution from AlloSource, is an innovative, cost-effective fresh cartilage allograft designed to restore cartilage and restore life. To learn more about Prochondrix or allografts, visit prochondrix.org. That's prochondrix.org.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly on ESPN 1000.
Back here on this Saturday morning, Steve Cashel, Dr. Brian Cole. It is Sports Medicine Weekly. Net proceeds from our program, Sports Medicine Weekly, go to support orthopedic research at Rush through the liveactivenow.org fund. Our producer is Steve Goffman, coordinating producer Teresa Ann Seeger. We've got a guest in studio, Dr. Cole. It's going to be off air, but maybe a little bit on air. Parker, a seventh grader, goes to Catherine Cook and wanted to come in and watch the show, so we allowed that.
Welcome, Parker. And I know he has an interest in sports journalism, so you're going to be his role model for the morning.
Yeah, I actually won a silent auction item, something we don't often give out, so we'll say he's quite privileged, right?
There you go.
All right. Dr. Cole, first topic in this segment now, how important is discussing with your patients BMI, otherwise known as body mass index?
Steve, you and I in the past have talked about how BMI or body mass index is sort of the physician's sixth vital sign. You know, it's interesting because a lot of physicians are uncomfortable talking to patients about their body weight. And I can tell you, if you take the things that I see each and every day in the lower extremity, let's just take knee arthritis. Patients come in and they're sitting on an exam table. They don't have any pain. They get up and they walk and they have a little bit more discomfort. They go up and downstairs, they have more discomfort. They carry a load of laundry or their dog, they have more discomfort. The more they do, the more they hurt. And in fact, they mostly say that they've given up activities to sort of shrink their world to match the ability of their joint to do something. And one of the challenges is that body weight, every pound you and I carry is multiplied 5 to 7 times across the knee. So if you have if you have 5 pounds excess body weight, that's a minimum of 25 pounds across the knee that it otherwise wouldn't see. So when I explain that to patients, and explain that, look, you have a condition that A, could get better if you reduce weight, B, even if I do surgery in the best of circumstances, I may not be able to reduce your symptoms. We discuss body weight and weight loss, which can be a particular challenge because there's patients who have been literally obese their entire life since childhood. So I will commonly refer patients when I believe are properly potentially indicated for bariatric surgery. So it's a topic I've wanted to do for a long time because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding, and it's one that I think as you learn about it this morning, Steve, you're going to find it to be fascinating.
Absolutely. Our guest then is Dr. Alfonso Torquati. He is a bariatric surgeon from Rush University Medical Center, talking about the latest non-surgical approaches, support programs, and research for the treatment of obesity. Dr. Torquati, thank you very much for joining us on this Saturday morning here on Sports Medicine Weekly. What are the most innovative non-surgical therapies for weight loss?
5 years ago, we had very little options for weight loss. I remember we had only two medications, no endoscopic therapy, and the only option was really surgery. At this point, we have incredible innovation, both in terms of medication and endoscopic treatment.
What is the medication? Are these like in that amphetamine class? Is it a whole new class of medications for appetite suppression? What is the category?
There is a two combination medication they use, phentermine. They're still an amphetamine class, but also other type of medication being added in conjunction with a phentermine. One example is acusemia, where you have a topiramate in addition to a phentermine. That's probably the most promising medication we have right now. Results in the FDA trial showed 10% weight loss in average for patients undergoing the therapy for 12 months.
10% weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a very specific category of patients, right, where 10% is enough, or does this help them set the stage for something more invasive, or is this definitive treatment for people?
Depends. We know this type of medication, they work in the low, obesity class. We call class 1 obesity when your BMI, body mass index, is between 30 and 35. These patients usually are not surgical candidates.
Is that because they can control it by diet or because they're not high
enough?
I think
right now the NIH set, the National Institute of Health, set the standards for surgery. And this country has been set to 35. Essentially, you can do surgery only in patients below 35 if you're in a, clinical trials.
Got it. Okay. So that's one category. And then how many different types of surgeries? Your lap band and all these different types, gastric sleeves, and I honestly would never be able to counsel a patient. I'm not asking you to give us so much information that we can make the right decision, but just give me a sense of how big the space is in your profession.
Our society did a lot of, investigation about the numbers in U.S. We know there are four major, interventions right now done in U.S. The most common is called the sleeve gastrectomy, when we remove a significant portion of the stomach, leaving the stomach like a long sleeve. The second operation that is most common is the gastric bypass surgery. The gastric bypass surgery is probably the operation that is commonly performed for more than 30 years. It's been around for a long time as the longest term results, but right now it's considered more invasive than a sleeve gastrectomy. The third operation we perform is the lap band surgery. Lap band surgery was very popular 5 years ago. Now it's declining, and most people opt to do the sleeve gastrectomy. The fourth operation we have is the most invasive, called duodenal switch. Only 1% of operations done in the U.S. are these operations because they're very invasive with a lot of malabsorption for nutrients.
We're visiting with Dr. Alfonso Torquati, a bariatric surgeon from Rush University Medical Center. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole, talking about the latest non-surgical approaches, support programs, and research for the treatment of obesity, and how important body mass index, BMI, is. And Dr. Cole, I guess we're also talking, though, about surgery, not just the non-surgical procedures.
Yeah, no, I mean, in many ways, you speak the same language that we speak, where we often will try non-surgical means, but there's certain things that you just, the only solution will be surgery. So do you do all four of those procedures? It sounds like the last one is so remote that it's not even worth discussing, right?
I agree, yes.
Yeah. So you've got those three procedures. What do you most commonly perform? Is that based on specific patient profiles?
Usually we let the patient decide at the end after we give a lot of information. We know, for example, patients with diabetes, they do better with gastric bypass surgery. Patients without diabetes with low body mass index, they tend to do better with a sleeve gastrectomy. And we always try really to inform our patients. At the end, they're one living with this operation. They have to accept some of the, you know, issues related to. Their life change a lot in terms of how much they can eat, what kind of food they like. Really is a big life change, and they have to accept that.
Yeah, there's two things that come to mind with this. One is that I understand that many of these patients will undergo a psychological evaluation ahead of time. It's almost like undergoing some type of anatomic sex change surgery, right? Because this will change the course of their life going forward. Although, and then the second thing is I hear people actually can, quote, eat right through it. I do have patients who have been incredibly successful, and then a year later they come back and they've gained much of that body weight. I have to imagine some of those operations would never allow you to do it, and others would. Is that right?
Yes. Surgery, at the end, is a tool that people have to change their life. They're going to have a great success in terms of weight loss. Usually you see a major weight loss up to 1 year. Then they have to embrace these lifestyle changes. You can make the stomach so small, but still, if people eat all the time, they're going to regain some weight.
What about the psychological aspects ahead of time? Do you have a multidisciplinary approach where they actually will meet with a psychologist?
Rush, like other centers, you know, Center of Excellence, we have a team of nutritionists, psychologists, you know, exercise physiologists, surgeon, and also internal medicine doctors.
And just one other question. Steve, I could ask 1,000 questions, but I'll ask one other one. I'm
sure.
Gonna let you ask. What are you hear sometimes of complications and things like that that happen? Is it dangerous surgery, or is it generally considered a very safe surgery?
10 years ago, there was a famous study published, you know, out of Washington State, in JAMA, to show high mortality, around 5% in the Medicare population, patient older than 60. Things are changed a lot. Right now, the mortality for bariatric surgery is around 2 per 1,000. Essentially the same mortality you see with common operation like appendectomy or laparoscopic cholecystectomy.
Yeah.
Interesting. Again, bariatric surgeon Dr. Alfonso Torquati is with us from Rush University Medical Center. This is Sports Medicine Weekly. I had a question, Doc, regarding weight loss. How much is necessary to see significant changes in hypertension, high cholesterol, and other cardiovascular disease markers?
People like to lose a lot of weight. But people should start with the, you know, baby steps. Sometimes just losing 5% of their weight can lead to improvement in the blood pressure, systolic and diastolic, more than 5 millimeter mercury. Also can have an increased level of the good cholesterol, the HDL. They also can increase diabetes control if they have diabetes. Then just a modest 5% really leads to major improvement in health. Then people should not really discount any type of weight loss.
So if we wanted to refer a patient to you, Dr. Torquati, at Rush, who's the proper referral?
We have a number, you know, that can call. And we have essentially a referral center. You know, they can also go online to our website and fill an application, and we can see them in the next 3-4 days. We can arrange an appointment.
So go to rush.edu.
Exactly, and look for weight loss surgery.
Fantastic. Dr. Alfonso Torquati, a bariatric surgeon. Thanks so much, Doc, for joining us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. And we're going to be back with more of our show with Dr. Cole and I continue after this on Parker, It's All Yours.
On ESPN Radio.
The Chicago Bulls, White Sox, and DePaul Blue Demons rely on Midwest Orthopedics at Rush for advanced orthopedic treatment. So can you. We are the team physicians for these Chicago teams, and we're ready to be on your healthcare team too. Get expert care from these regional leaders at 4 Chicagoland locations. Learn more at rushortho.com. Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, your world-class team physicians.
At Athletico Physical Therapy, we know there is freedom from pain, and you can get back to doing the things you love. Whether it's running an 8K, playing a game of tag in the yard, or walking safely to your car, pain should not slow you down. With locations throughout 8 states that offer complimentary injury screens, your choice to go with our team is the smart choice. Visit athletico.com to request your complimentary injury screening and start feeling better with us today. Athletico, better for everybody.
You're listening to Sports Medicine Weekly with Steve Cashel and Dr. Brian Cole on ESPN 1000.
Sports Medicine Weekly has been brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy, by Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, by Karen Malkin Health Counseling, by Integrated Orthopedics, by AlloSource, by DonJoy Orthopedics, by MedWest, and by ATI Physical Therapy. Many thanks to our producer and board operator, George Katsarilos. Our coordinating producer is Teresa Ann Seeger. We also want to thank David Cole for managing the website and our business operations, as well as Samantha Smith from Midwest Orthopedics at Rush. For Dr. Brian Cole, I'm Steve Cashel saying so long. Thanks for listening to Sports Medicine Weekly here on ESPN 1000.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.